You know, it's all too easy to rock along to church week after week, month after month, without ever really giving a second thought to the well-being of your pastor and their family. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. You know what they say, pastors have an easy life. I mean, all they have to do is preach a sermon or two on Sunday, and that's pretty much it. But pastors have a tough life, and they suffer high burnout rates. Even in a small country like mine, there are over 10,000 ex-pastors, many of them burnt out, many of them broken through years of dealing with the likes of, well, thee and me. All too often, we give them a hard time with competing demands and expectations, pulling them this way and that, forgetting the fact that this pastor of ours is gifted in certain areas, but not in others, just like you and me. Have a listen to this. This is a wake-up call. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. The elders who lead the church in a good way should receive double honor, in particular, those who do the work of counseling and teaching. As the scriptures say, when a work animal is being used to separate grain, don't keep it from eating the grain. And the scriptures also say a worker should be given his pay. Look, your pastor, my pastor, they're never going to be perfect any more than you and I are. Being a pastor is a tough gig. So let's stop rocking up to church with a consumer mentality. Just a bit of love and care towards the pastor and his family from us. Imagine what a blessing that would be. And when, perhaps, we go to throw our loose change in the offering bag, remember, that family will go without this week if there's not enough to go around. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The wisdom of God is so intensely practical, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but I need to receive His wisdom into my heart each and every day. That's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.